Yesterday, we talked with filmmaker Penelope Spheeris about her latest music documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years. It's a companion to her punk rock documentary, The Decline of Western Civilization. Besides documentaries, she's also made rock videos and feature films. Her film Suburbia was about runaway punk kids growing up alienated in the suburbs. Today, we talked to Spheeris about documenting youth culture and about her own experiences growing up. Spheeris told me that she's fascinated by youth cultures, especially by their music.
I look at music like it's a signal of future trends, you know? I mean, I noticed in the 60s that music would always bring up elements that you would see like 5 or 10 years later. So if that be the case, we're going to be one party in country here with this metal going on.
Have you become a surrogate mom to any teenagers whose own parents don't understand their lives and their music?
No, I've got my own daughter, and I don't really have any urge to be a surrogate mom to anyone else.
Is your daughter part of any of the music scenes that you've covered?
Oh, well, she goes out to clubs and, you know, watches. She's a fan of a lot of the music, yeah. But generally, I like harder music than she does.
That's a switch.
I know, it is. Well, I've had a harder life than she has. I think that's where a lot of it comes from, you know. A lot of kids that are into metal have come from dysfunctioning families, and they kind of, you know, go for it to you know, have a new identity, you know.
They said you had a harder life than your daughter has had. Can I ask you a few things about your own background?
Sure.
Now, you grew up in a carnival, right? I think your father was a strong man in a carnival?
Right. I was in the carnival until I was 7 years old, at which point he was murdered, and we sold the carnival. And so after that, I lived in various states and places, living in trailer parks and, you know, kind of a poor white trash kind of a family, you know.
Was he murdered by someone in the carnival?
No, he was murdered in Troy, Alabama by a man who... Well, there was an argument. My father was protecting a black man and that worked for him, actually a black kid, a 15-year-old kid. This guy had hit the kid, and my father went to ask him to leave, and the guy just pulled out a gun and shot him. And because it was an argument over a black man and my father was protecting this black kid, the guy did not go to jail. So he murdered him and didn't ever pay for it. So I have a kind of a distorted view of the American justice system.
Hmm. When your father was alive and still performing in the carnival, what was his act like? Do you remember?
Yeah. I don't know how this... Actually, maybe it does relate to heavy metal. I do remember one thing my father did. He put one chain around each of his arms and then attached the chains to bumpers of cars. And the cars would try to drive away, and my father would hold them there, and this wheels would spin and everything, and that would show how strong he was.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
To me, there really is a connection to heavy metal in the sense that there's so much kind of costuming in heavy metal. It's
very theatrical.
It's very theatrical,
you know?
In the way that a carnival is, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, you know... I really think that these PMRC people
PMRC is the Parents Music Resource Center, the group that opposes violent and sexual imagery in album covers and music lyrics.
In a very radical way. One thing that I found really interesting when we did the film was that, you know, Ozzy Osbourne, for example, is the fear of the PMRC and parents who don't understand the music. But the way Ozzy looks at it, and the way I look at it too, actually, is that it is very theatrical. You know, Ozzy thinks about himself as the Vincent Price of music. You know, yes, he has bitten the head off of a bat. However, he thought it was a rubber bat. You know, nobody was more bummed out about it than he was. He had to get rabies shots. You know.
Oh.
But it is very theatrical, and I think for people to be afraid of it is just proof that they haven't faced in an honest way their own fears that they have about life in general. They just attach it to heavy metal music, you know?
Well, this brings to mind another connection between the carnival and heavy metal, and that didn't Alice Cooper bite off the heads of chickens in his act?
Yes, I think he might have.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, that's the whole geek out from Carnival.
Oh, that's very true. Oh my God, I think we've stumbled across something very profound here, Terry. Let's get the rights to the book.
Yeah, no. I don't know. It just seems to me, though.
It's true.
I can see a certain relationship emerging here.
Yeah, you know, and it's free. The freakier it gets, the more money you make. You know.
How did you get interested in movies?
It was an identity. It was an escape for me. It really, that was it for me when I was like, you know, 10 years old. I would go to the movies incessantly. I would walk from one movie theater to the other one and see movies all day on Saturday and Sunday, you know. It just kind of took my mind off of not having a very happy home life, I think.
Now, you've directed documentary films about the punk music scene, the heavy metal music scene, and you've also done feature films, narrative films, about similar kinds of people. You know, like Suburbia was about a group of punk kids who basically leave their parents and form their own community in an abandoned house in the suburbs. When you're directing fiction films on youth culture type subjects, is it hard to make the fiction measure up to the reality when the reality is already so extreme?
Yes, it is. And I think that's why you very seldom see it work in films. And I think that's why people generally, directors and filmmakers, try to avoid it, you know? It's really funny. I get requests from major, major million-dollar salary film directors to get prints of my films and screen them so that they can do research on what kids are really like. And I think to myself, why don't you just go look, you know? But yeah, I think generally Hollywood is, you know, you start making so much money in this town and you don't go out on the street. You don't find out what's really happening, and it's reflected in the films, you know?
Well, it really is true that both movies and television shows have had an immensely hard time accurately portraying any youth culture that I can remember.
Yeah. A lot of it also has to do with the fact that generally those people who are in control of what will be produced look at it as a threat to their own existence to acknowledge or give any credibility to an up-and-coming young movement, you know? In a way, it says, you're on your way out, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so, therefore, they kind of like to keep making films that have to do with their own sensibility and their own realities, and that way it kind of makes them live forever, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, I've been to a few rock concerts where I knew I was among the older people there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't say that it bothered me, but I did notice it. And I was wondering if it ever made you feel awkward going to a club where you were, you know, by several years, the oldest person there.
It made me feel awkward. Most of the time when I go to clubs or concerts, I go for research, you know? Even if it's my own, you know, just personal research and seeing what sort of trends are happening or where kids are at, you know, even if it never even gets into a film or a letter or an interview, I go out of curiosity. Secondly, I go to be entertained, but first I'm a sociologist in a way, you know. I love to watch this behavior. And also now it's sort of interesting because they know who I am. And I walk through a crowded club and I get my hand shaken and patted on the back and thumbs up, and you know. So that's kind of nice. And anyway, they're all going to get old someday too, so forget it, you know.
Okay. Take good care.
Thank you. I really enjoyed the interview.
Filmmaker Penelope Spheeris, her new film is The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years. This is Fresh Air.